Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It is the High School Scoreboard Show into the 10 o'clock hour on this Friday night. So glad you're with us wherever you may be listening or accessing us, either through 92.9 FM, 92.9 FM, or through the Odyssey app. We're glad you're with us on this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker, Dom Cherosky, other side of the glass, and we got Garrett Chapman and Day-Day Lewis out at games. Of course, the weather's been playing havoc with some games up on the north end of the perimeter of the metro Atlanta area. So I'm looking at a game in Cartersville now that's just playing in the first quarter. They'd rather weather Chris.
They've had weather, 10 o'clock.
A weather delay, and they're just kicking that game off.
That's way past my bedtime on that one, Sam. I'm just telling you.
But it's a game that people want to see. You know what a big game that is up in that part of the state. And so they're playing Cartersville and Calhoun underway. We got a game that's finished now down in Clayton County. Let's check in with Jonathan Simmons.
I'm hoping to get a
doctor. Hey, Sam. Jonathan Simmons here from Real Talk Sports. I have the head coach from Jonesboro, our good friend, the Timothy Floyd. Coach, you had two tough games back-to-back against a tough Douglas County team, and then some guys came up from Florida Atlantic. You lost both of those games, but what does it mean to you to come back and win this one big 48-0?
It's big for us to be able to come back and get a victory. I mean, sometimes when you lose two tough ones like that, you can fall into a skid. But I think the guys did a great job of putting ourselves in a position to come out with a victory.
What was the key, Coach? You looked like you guys were strong on all sides of the ball. You had special teams making plays, offense making plays, and defense as well. What was the key?
Like you said, all phases stepped up. They were challenged this week because we made a lot of mistakes the first few weeks, so they were challenged this week to improve on those mistakes so we can get in a better position.
We have a young man here as a senior. He was part of that big time game tonight. Jontavious Wyman, 4-star recruit and committed to the U. Jontavious, what was the key for you guys with that big all-around game tonight?
Really all week, just make sure that we kept our head in. Make sure that we're doing the right things that we need to do. I ain't even start, if I'm being honest, because, I mean, I missed a day of practice on Monday, but I know it's discipline. I missed a day of practice Monday. I had to say discipline, not get in my head. So, I mean, coming out there doing the things I got to do for my team, it was big. So, I mean, we executed.
Well, Scott, make it feel good. You guys are 2-2 now and starting to region play.
Yes, sir. It feels good. We're not quite where we want to be, but we know how far we can get. So, after the first two losses the past 2 weeks, it was real big. But, we didn't let that stop us. So, we came out here, executed and did great.
There you go, John Tavis. Congratulations on a great game. Sam, we wrap it up here. Jonathan Simmons, Real Talk Sports. A blowout here on the south side. Jonesboro, 48. Banneker, nothing.
All right. Thank you so much, Jonathan Simmons, for that update. Jonesboro, Coach Floyd has his team going in the right direction to get ready to go into region time. And they're in a region that's got people like Central Carrollton. We talked about Central Carrollton. They're in that region. Stars Mill is in that region with them. Harris County is in the region with them. So they start region play coming up next.
Yeah, they got a tough schedule. But I'm going to tell you what, my man self-reported.
How about that?
He said, I missed practice on Monday, so, I didn't start. But then he said it again. Yep. They just want to make sure, I appreciate the accountability.
How about that?
Yeah, but they've got a good chance to have a good team there at Jonesboro. Coach Floyd's a good job, and appreciate Jonathan giving us these updates.
Absolutely. Always great to hear from him. Always great to catch up with the Cardinals and what they're doing. They're now at 2-2 as they head into region play next. They'll be facing Harris County. All right, Gary Chapman has an update for us from down at Langston Hughes.
It's Gary Chapman down at Langston Hughes High School, where I told you at the end of the first half, explosive plays had really dictated this game for the Panthers in Hughes. And it picked up right where it left off. Quintavious Wiggins, the Florida International running back and commit. He had that long touchdown run in the first half. 14 seconds here into the second half, and the Panthers have scored again. But the offense doesn't even need to touch the ball. They return the opening kick for a touchdown. 31-9. Just an unbelievable turn of events. A rivalry between these two programs who are really, really tight, two nationally ranked programs. just not great vibes here on this Douglas County sideline here. Langston Hughes, just an incredible performance from this offense. They seem to be doing pretty much whatever they want to here in this game. But 31-9 is your score. I'll keep you updated if anything changes. We're just seconds into the second half. But I wanted to send this back along to you just to kind of give you some context as to what's going on. But not looking very good for Douglas County. They're going to have to rally and regroup very quickly here because you're getting into a very brutal region schedule coming up next. They got to rebound quickly coming out of this one. See what they can put on tape. That's what they got to do at this point. But Langston Hughes is on top right now, 31-9, 11 minutes, 46 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Garrett Chapman, keeping you updated on everything. Sam and Chris, back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Garrett, for that update. And, boy, Langston Hughes having things their way against Douglas County tonight down in South Wilton County. So that's big to watch and see what happens with those two teams coming in undefeated, and that's the outcome. Got some final scores. Let's check in. And just some scores, period. Like we said, the Cartersville and Calhoun game is underway, and our scores are brought to you by Fometco Scoreboards. The Fometco Scoreboard can help your school change the game. Go to FometcoScoreboards.com. They finally got it underway up in Cartersville. They got about 4 minutes to play in the first quarter, and they're tied 7-7 is the score in that game. So keep up with that. We got some games that are going final. Chris, we got, let's see, Lowndes over Manatee. That one's over. 42-7, Lowndes.
42-7.
Big win there. Hillgrove is a winner over Marietta, 34-6. That one's gone final. Carrollton, no problem with Lithia Springs, 63-0. That is a final score. Rockdale County goes to 3-0 with a 40-0 win over Alcovi. That's that New Rock area.
New Rock.
New Rock, right? And Rockdale is up to a 3-0 start this season. Tecula, 42, Duluth, 27. That game has gone final, too.
I'll tell you one that stands out to me, Sam. GAC, 31, Westminster, 14. I thought that game was going to be a little close. I think Westminster may have been the favorite through the power rankings. And GAC, maybe sneaky good this
year. Maybe so. We'll see what Coach Hardy has out there with that team and see how they pull things together for them. Bremen has beaten McNair, 38-12, final score. Bremen wins that one. Wesleyan, 55, Best Academy, nothing. That one's gone final. Putnam, 16, Harrison County, 14. That one is a final score. Kings Ridge, 38-7 winners over Walker. That's a final score. Mount Zion Carrollton, we talked about them. They are off to a 4-0 start. They beat Chattooga, 44-7, final score in that one tonight. All right, Day-Day Lewis has an update from out of Social Circle. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Well, guys, we've got us a little of excitement here in the third quarter at Social Circle. They now trail 28-11, but they got within four thanks to a Caden Fears rushing touchdown that made it 21-17. But then Hollingsworth for Whitfield Academy went right back the other way to punch in his third touchdown of the night. And now it's 28-17 in favor of Whitfield Academy as we head into the fourth and possibly final quarter. We'll keep you updated from Social Circle here in Social Circle, Georgia, for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Dede Lewis. Back to you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dede, for that update out of Social Circle as that game heads into a fantastic finish. Like we said, we got some games that have gone final. We got a lot of fourth quarter scores. Vidalia, a winner over Brantley County, 35-0. Vidalia, their first win of the season. That's the final score. Still keeping it in that part of the state. Lawrence over Central Macon, 58-0. East Lawrence, a winner in that one. Washington County and Dublin. We talk about Dublin, always one of the good programs. Good ball game tonight. Dublin wins it 14-7 over Washington County. They're playing that one down in Sandersville.
Sandersville.
Yep, playing that one there. Northeast Macon, Jefferson County. Northeast Macon with a 38-0 win. They are 3-1. To start this season.
Yeah, Northeast got a good program. You know, they really do. They've done a good job. Coach Jeremy Wiggins does a good job down there.
That's it. Trying to think of any others that we had that could have gone final.
I got one. Callaway 17, Cook 3. You know, Callaway was 0-2, play really tough schedule.
Right.
But Cook was a state-ranked team. That's a big win for Callaway to get going in the right direction. Congrats to the Cavs there. Callaway winners 17-3 tonight.
And down in South Georgia, Tiff County has beaten Bainbridge. That's the final score in that one, 49-21. Tiff is at 3-1
Yeah, Tiff's got a good team. They're doing a good job this year. Hey, I got a final
what you got?
In the interstate games. Grayson and Mallard Creek, you know, we talked this up. Grayson, you know, took down the Alabama state champ last week, taking down a perennial North Carolina state champ tonight, but a little bit different outcome. 63-13, Grayson with the win.
Oh.
63.
That backup quarterback is not the backup quarterback anymore.
Now he's just a quarterback.
Yeah.
63.
Man.
That's not, and I'm telling you guys, anybody listening to this that's not familiar, you know, Mallard Creek is like a Grayson of their state.
Yep. Yeah.
That's not a, that's not your normal, ah, bring, come over here and we'll pay you some money to play type game.
No.
That's two very good football teams, but Grayson really turning it on. But Buford, I mean, right now, the way Buford's playing Roswell, they were at 28-7 last time I saw that. But Buford and Grayson, man.
Yep.
Yo.
Yep.
They got to play at some point, right?
They will. They will meet at some point, the way things are looking. So we watch out for that one as the season progresses.
All right, I got something.
What you got?
It's breaking news. If I had that buzzer, I'd buzz again because, you know, it doesn't happen every now and then when I'm right. I got to rub it in, Dom. Yeah. And so Rome now up 42-28 after getting behind.
Whoa.
Rome taking the lead 42-28.
There he goes, folks. There he goes, sports fans.
Picks of the week. Who was it brought by? Who was it brought this by, the pick of the week?
Oh, Ingles.
Ingles, yeah. So Ingles pick. I got to get that right. The Ingles pick of the week. I mean, it's not over. You know, they're heading to the fourth quarter up 14, but Sam's pick's like 70-0. You know, mine at least close. But I got to get this win. I can't let Sam be 1-0 on me. No, I can't let him do it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't officially make my pick, but my pick of the week every week is just going to be Stevenson. They did win 27-17.
We got to give the man some parameters. And yes, next week Dom needs to make a pick. Yeah. We don't need. If I've got to make a pick, everybody's got to make a pick. So there Dom's making a pick next week, and it's not Stevenson.
No,
you got to pick somebody. Not. It's got. I can't pick Pickens.
That's fair.
Sam, everybody's Sam's team.
So. No, I go anywhere. You let me know which one we're going to pick. But like I said, our pick is brought to you by Ingles Low Price.
And so far, we're both winning.
How about that?
All three of us,
yeah. Dom after the fact picked. Can I get a Dom after the fact pick?
Oh, by the way, how about this outcome here? Woodstock 14, River Ridge 10.
Oh, is that a final?
That's a final score. Both teams are now 3-1.
Big win for Woodstock there.
That is a big win for them.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm playing down at the Woodshed tonight, and Woodstock gets a win there. It's big for them. Sequoia is the final, 56-0. Mm. Of course, they had that big win last week against Cale. They beat Riverwood tonight, 56-0. Sequoia, 4-0.
Chiefs. Walton up 17-14 on Norcross going to the fourth quarter.
All right, we watch and see what happens with that one in the fourth quarter as well. And give them more final scores. Grovetown and Thompson, that went right down to the wire. Grovetown wins it 22-21. That's a final score. Big doings down I-20 tonight in that game. We're going to come back. We're going to have more update scores and maybe check in with some of the winning coaches and get final results from the games from our reporters and more. You stay with us. It is the High School Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. The High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. So glad that you are with us as we wrap up some games as they finish. The final scores are coming in right now. Of course, some games are going to be a little delayed because of the weather delays that took place around the some of the northern part of the metro Atlanta area. So they've been on the field, off the field. Fans have had to go and evacuate and sit in their cars and come back for a time. As they work to get those games in and get those games finished. Got a score from down in South Georgia. What Jesuit is leading Valdosta 14-13.
Oh, Jesuit.
We'll see what happens with that one down in South Georgia as they continue to play. We look forward to getting more updates and maybe something final from Langston Hughes in Douglas County as we count down time in that game. Got a fourth quarter score, Etowah 24-12, leading Chapel Hill. That one. We got the final score on Kale. Kale is a winner over Wheeler, 42-28. Kale gets back in the win column after their loss last week. Peachtree Ridge is 2-1. They've beaten Mountain View, 49-0. Peachtree Ridge, a winner tonight up in Gwinnett County.
Yeah, it's been a big night, Sam. It's a different night. You got games in the first quarter. You got games in the third quarter. We got games in the fourth quarter, finals, all over the place. But, you know, still some exciting action, some close ones, and some games that we might have – saw a little different. I thought Marietta and Hillgrove would be a little closer. Hillgrove wins tonight 34-6. That surprised you a little bit?
That surprised me a lot.
Marietta's still getting looking for that first win.
Yep, for the new coach. And I thought they might have, you know, especially after the performance they put on last week against McEachern, I figured this week they may have a chance with Hillgrove, but Hillgrove is a very good team.
I don't know if this will catch anybody's eye up here, but across the state, Grovetown 22, Thompson 21 final.
Yep. I'm looking at that. That's
a big deal in that Augusta all the way down to Savannah area.
I'm following Gabriel Stovall, who's down in that area, and he's saying, he definitely says that is an upset, a big upset down toward Augusta way tonight as Grovetown is beating Thompson. I saw another final. Lassiter has fallen. Final score, Creekview has beaten Lassiter. Creekview 48, Lassiter 30. That is Lassiter's first loss for this season.
Yeah, 3-1 on the year, though. Lassiter, much more respectable than they've been. They got nothing to hang their hat on.
Absolutely. They win that one. East Pauling has beaten Hiram 45-3. That's the final score in that one. And let's see who else we had something. Ware County, they're playing way down Bartram Trail, Florida. That's when you get down where those schools are playing, the schools from, you know, outside of the state. And Ware County wins that one 21-14. The Gators are.
Yeah, that Bartram Trail team's really good.
Yeah.
That's another big-time program.
Ware County and the Gators are 4-0 to start the season.
Got a final in Henry County. Looks like Ola with a win 28-27 over Jones County. That's been, for that region, the region championship game the last few years, that whoever won that game won the region. We'll see if it turns out that way this year. But Ola, 28-27 winners over Jones County. Jones County drops to 2-2.
Got an update on the Valdosta score. Valdosta is up 21-14 in that game. About 7 minutes to play. Shout out to Cobb County AD Don Baker. Thanks so much for checking in with that one. He keeps an eye on things down in Valdosta.
Man, he's a good one.
Yeah,
he does a good job.
He does a fantastic job out in Cobb County. Great. Thanks a lot for the heads up on that one.
In honor of Don, I'll give you a Cobb County score.
How about that?
In honor of Don, we're going to check some of the Cobb County scores here, and we're going to say that, let's see, Pebblebrook is a winner. First time of the season. First win of the season, Pebblebrook, 28-7 winners over Meadow Creek. And final, and Bednarowski kind of called this, would be in the game to watch, Sonorville beats Norcobb Christian 47-45.
Whoa.
That's like some basketball games we play at Pickens, 47-45.
Last one with the ball, huh?
47-45, Sonorville is a winner. But I can't end my Cobb County update on that in honor of Don. Got to get some Cobb County wins, right?
Okay.
I can't say a loss. So Kale, 42, Wheeler, 28.
Okay.
Bouncing back from that loss to Sequoia, but I'm telling you, I really was impressed with Kale's skill players. I think Kale may have needed that, kind of getting regrouping, but there's a lot of football left to play for Kale. I think they're going to be a team that's going to use that loss to Sequoia. Struggled a little bit tonight against Wheeler, had to get going. But when they get in their region play, they're going to be tough.
Sprayberry also was a winner tonight. They beat Pope 49-7. So Sprayberry off to a 4-0 start this season.
Yeah, Sprayberry's been really good. There's somebody you got to keep an eye on. Had the best season in school history last year. Coach Vavra goes from Sprayberry, leaves, goes to Etowah, get a new coach, and Coach Pete Famaya, and they're good.
Keep on. They continue to win. Swinging, let's see, over in Buckhead. Lovett is a winner. 16-0 over Pace Academy. Lovett off to a 3-1 start for the season.
Yeah, that's the Fighting Garrett Chapmans.
Yeah, they are, the Fighting Garrett Chapmans.
The Fighting Garrett Chapmans getting the win tonight in honor of Garrett's return to the show. Yep. Lambert just scored again to go 50-40 on Cherokee in the fourth quarter.
Man.
50-40.
Wow.
My goodness. 90 points.
Watch out for that one. We got some weather delays. We're up at our Murchie. That one's got a weather delay early on. But Southeast Whitfield has a 7-0 lead in that one. Also got a weather delay, Flowery Branch and Hart County They're waiting for some weather up there. Flowery Branch has a 14-0 lead in that
Sam,
game.
Sam, just going final, a game I know you were really watching closely tonight, Lithonia and Tucker. Tucker came back, made it a game. It was close. Lithonia pulls out late, 27-20. Lithonia over Tucker. Had a freshman, Tim Bailing, with the INT with a minute to play to seal the win for the Bulldogs. So Tucker had the ball, chance to go get it. Man, I'm telling you, that's a big win for that community in Lithonia. I know they don't beat Tucker very often in football.
Yep, that's
so a big win. Congrats to them.
Big win for Lithonia. Bulldogs off to a 3-0 lead. All right, we got some final report, final update from our reporters. Which one we're going to go with first, Don? All right, let's go with Garrett Chapman down at Langston Hughes. He's got a final for us.
Sam and Chris, Garrett Chapman here at Langston Hughes High School, where this was a blowout at one point, but now it is just a one-score game. Douglas County never said die, and they just sort of kept playing, kept inching along, and it looked like Langston Hughes absolutely took their foot off the gas. Most of the fans have left. I don't even know if the Langston Hughes sideline even realizes your score right now is 38-31. You got 2 minutes and 49 seconds to go in this game. We suddenly have a football game here. You only have one timeout here for Douglas County. They need a big stop. They probably need to get that football out. We'll see what they can do here. I'll keep y'all updated, or I'll get you a final coach update. We'll see. But all of a sudden, we got a football game, guys. I told you, crazy stuff happens when you have two talented teams play here in the great state of Georgia. I'll keep y'all updated. Garrett Chapman here at Langston Hughes High School. The home team is on top as of now, 38-31. 2 minutes and 49 seconds left in this one. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, so it wasn't the final. There's still some time on the clock in that one.
38-31, Douglas County coming back. Kind of shows what we talked about. Garrett reports they were hanging their head. It was a tough sideline. And it is. These are kids. These are kids, man. They worked all week. They thought they were going to win. They never entered their mind they'd have struggles. Now they have struggles, but you got to regroup.
Right.
So I think in a weird way, this is going okay for them either way. I mean, obviously, they want to come back and win the game, but if you don't, you may have found a little bit of toughness in there. And then Langston Hughes knows, hey, we can play with anybody.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes it's that seasoning you get, mm-hmm. right? It adds to your season early on and it pays mm-hmm. off for you later on. All right, we got Day-Day. Let's check in with Day-Day Lewis and see what he has for us.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Guys, we've gone final here at Social Circle. Your final score, 42-27. Whitfield Academy picking up the win over Social Circle here with head coach Robert Walsh. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Obviously, coming off a bye, you had some time. What did you think about how you guys came out as far as getting this one started with that that long time off?
I think we started fast. We started with a great reverse to start the game. Parker scored on the first play of the game. I think we became a little complacent. Defensively right now, we're not stopping the run. And we got to get that fixed because our region, they run the football. We go against the triple option team next week. And they're going to want to run the ball. So we got to figure out defensively how we can stop the run right now. Social Circle does a great job. Coach Patton and his staff, I mean, the way they prepare their boys are awesome. Offensively, we started slow. Second half, we got tempo going, and they couldn't really keep up. And that's our identity. We gotta do that in the first half and start faster, especially with the tempo.
All right, and I was going to ask you about the second half because I guess you could say Social Circle kind of had a little momentum on their side going into the break, and then they come out, and on their second possession, they score. They get within four, but then you guys turn around and respond and outscore them 23 down the stretch. So, overall, what'd you think about just how your guys kind of at least responded to that kind of, like I said, Social Circle kind of feeling good, gaining some momentum?
I think, our kids took for granted how good, Social Circle really was. I mean, Social Circle lost to Kip last week, and when you scoreboard watch, and Kip doesn't have a history of being a great football program, but they're doing a better job over there.
Right.
They're way better than they've been, and Social Circle's a good football team. I think our kids just didn't realize how good Kip was and how good Social was. But definitely the momentum in the second half, the tempo, I thought our O-line did really good. Mason, of course, Mason's Mason. He's going to make plays for us. And then Amos Robinson, a sophomore heavy hitter running back downhill. He's hard to tackle, man. He came in and gave us some good reps, too, in the second half.
Awesome. And like you said, Mason Hollisworth, he finishes with four touchdowns. That's like, back-to-back games. Yeah, two games. Yeah, so great job by him, and great job for you guys on the win. And just final one for you. What do you want to see out of the guys now? Because no more breaks in terms of bye weeks, things of that nature.
Yeah, we got three straight weeks and then another bye, but we got three tough games coming up. Our boys got to have a chip on their shoulder and a hunger of wanting to get better week after week. That's the thing that I want to see us improve. I think we did that a little bit in the second half, but we got to do it from the start of the game.
Awesome. So. All right, congratulations, Coach. Good luck down the stretch.
Appreciate it, man. Go Pack.
Sam, Chris, back to you guys.
All right, thanks a lot. Today was a big win for Whitfield Academy tonight on the road out at Social Circle.
Yeah, big win for Whitfield. Congrats to them, Day-Day Jr., and all of them.
Yep.
But Cass, 35, North Cobb, 27, final.
That's a final.
Final. I don't know if you felt this way, but I'm watching that score all night. I said it. We talked about it, but you just kind of felt like, you know, North Cobb would probably turn it on late, maybe find a way to win anyway, and they just never did. I mean, that's a big win for Cass. Maybe our man from Cass will call
us. Think he'll call us? You think so?
They had their own radio network.
I know.
The guy did it. I mean, guys did a great job. And maybe his lucky charm was he quit calling.
No, you think so? No.
doing pretty good now,
no,
man.
You
Cass,
think so?
That's a big win for them, though. Those teams that have been, like, knocking on the door, and they'd have pretty good playoff runs, but they – you know, be 5-5, 6-4 in the regular season because they played a tough schedule and just couldn't win these kind of games.
Yeah.
So,
Gates has done a great job up there.
Yeah, that's a big win.
He had to, like, establish a winning culture up in that area.
I think he was at North Cobb.
Was he at North Cobb?
I think so, before him. And yeah, so that might have been a little extra special for him.
Extra special for him.
Because, listen, when you've been somewhere, I'm telling y'all a little secret. When you got friends over there.
Yeah.
You're trying to win. You might think you want to beat your enemies, but you really want to beat your friends. You know, it's really no different than just playing.
Is that how that goes?
Well, it's no different than when you're a kid, Sam. It just, you never grow up. Like, you want to beat your brother in Uno or something. You know, you want to beat him way worse than the guys down the street, you know. So it doesn't really change in coaching. Like, you really love the guys you coach with and the places you've been. But, yeah, for them 3 hours now, it's on. So, yeah. Aaron Rodgers going to get the Packers back or the
Jets? My goodness. See, here we go.
It's Dom's team.
All right. We got one more segment to go because we're done at 11 o'clock. We hope we get something back from Gary Chapman to get a wrap-up of things down at Langston Hughes. That game was headed for a fantastic finish. Got some other scores. I'm going to catch up with one of our winning coaches tonight before we get done with it. So you stay with us. One more segment of the Scoreboard Show is on the way.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. So glad you've been with us, and we're getting scores in, and we're going to try to get them to you as many as we can here in the time that remains, as so many games are still continuing because of weather delays that have been just around the area. But one game that has gone final is down at Langston Hughes. Garrett Chapman is there for us. Let's see an update from Garrett.
This is Garrett down here at Langston Hughes High School. 40 seconds of game clock later, Hughes has slammed the door yet again. 44-31 is your score. And they do it like they've done all game with the big play to a talented football player. You got Xavier Tiller, four-star Florida State tight end commit. He takes the ball 60 yards. They fake a little run up the middle. Nobody's covering the tight end. They sell out to stop the run, a little pop pass, Tim Tebow style, and they call ball game. 2 minutes, 7 seconds left in this one. 44-31 is your score. I'll be back with you with head coach Enrico Hines after this one. Fantastic football game. It was a blowout at first, and then all of a sudden became kind of crazy. What a game. What a day. Oh, hold up. Nope, never mind. Sorry. Almost broke another kick return for a touchdown. So you never know. They almost did it. But the way this game has gone, who knows? Garrett Chapman out here at Lakeside Hughes High School. Looks like we got a final score coming up here in just a little bit. I'll be back with that coach after this. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right. There's Garrett hanging down with that one. They're going right down to the wire with the finish with that one. Let's run down some scores while we can here, Chris, and remind everybody, scoreboards brought to you by from Metco Scoreboards. Some of the scores from final score. Had a few that I saw that I wanted to pass along since the last time we gave our updates, and some involving some schools inside the metro Atlanta area that were going at it tonight. I know that Douglas got a win tonight. They were winners over Columbia. 19-0. Douglas is a winner in that game tonight. Miller Grove is a winner over Heritage. Miller Grove is 3-1, 28-24 final in that one. Temple has beaten South Atlanta. Coach Nix, they're off to a 4-0 start.
4-0.
27-14 final score. Temple a winner in that game. Salem has beaten Washington. Salem with the win in that one, 40-26. That game kicked off around 5:30 today. Bowdoin continues to win. They beat Westside Macon 42-22, your final score. And Rockmart in overtime has beaten Ringo 38-32, your
in
final.
In overtime.
In overtime.
Yeah, Ringo's got a good team.
And Rockmart's your winner tonight.
Sam Archer is a winner tonight. They beat Eastside 44-20 to move to 2-2 on the season. Congrats to Archer. Good win there against a really good Eastside team. It looks like we mentioned this one earlier, but I'm bringing up again, Woodstock 14, River Ridge 10. That's a big win for coach at Woodstock. Great job. Final, Oconee County, 28-6 winners over Loganville tonight. And in the other Oconee school, North Oconee, 40-0.
Wow.
Over Clark Central.
They're so strong.
Yeah, North Oconee is just good. I mean, they haven't lost in a long time.
You see that final score with Cedartown? Cedartown and Pepperell.
I did not see it.
Final score, Cedartown 28, Pepperell 27. The final score was Cedartown gets that win. They're now 2-2 after getting
that's
that.
That's a nice win for Cedartown. You know, they got beat last week by Alexander in an upset. It's always easy. It's important. Like I said, when you don't win, you want to come back as soon as possible and get another chance at it. And so, big win for Coach Atha. You know, it's Tommy Atha, the new coach at Cedartown.
Absolutely. North Clayton's a winner. As they're winners over Riverdale tonight, 27-6, the final score. North Clayton is now 3-1 so far in the season.
Valdosta did win final now. Valdosta moves to 4-0 with a 21-14 win over Jesuit, Florida.
Yep, Jefferson's a winner. Jefferson is 4-0. They beat Stevens County tonight, 42-14, the final score, as Jefferson gets the win. Morgan County over Greene County, 62-20, final score in that one tonight.
Yeah, some basketball scores on the board tonight,
They're breaking them scoreboards tonight, man.
Yeah, them Formetco scoreboards.
They put some scores up there.
Rockdale County win in New Rock game, 40-0 over Alco.
Man.
Rockdale County, 3-0.
Yeah.
They've struggled at times recently, you know, so 3-0. Good start to the year for Rockdale County. Congrats to them.
That's a very good start for the year for them. So we keep up with some more scores that we got. We know about the Bremen and McNeil. Bremen beats McNair. Bremen 38-12. Bremen's a winner in that one. Still don't have a final score, fourth quarter score with Macon County and Manchester. Macon County's up 46-40. That one's not over yet. We got the score on North Cobb Christian. You mentioned that Sonoraville gets the winner on that one. 47-45, your final in that game.
Sam, at the half, Buford's leading 36-21 over Roswell. He says some of these games are, even though it's nearly 11 o'clock, some of these games are at the half still. Yeah. That's at your half. Buford 36-21. Roswell hanging in there though.
They are.
Roswell's really good.
Calhoun and Cartersville are tied at 14 with 3:51 to go in the second quarter. Mm. It took them forever to get this game.
Not even at the half.
Man. They're gonna be out there for a while. They'll be serving coffee and breakfast.
Let me know how that one ends.
They'll be serving scrambled eggs at the beginning of
in
that
the concession
one,
stand.
Right?
Yeah, you know. Some bacon. Yeah, it might not be that bad.
might not be bad at all.
It might not be that bad.
That's an idea.
Griffin gets their first win of the season over Spencer, 41-13. Griffin with the win. Monroe beats Northside in Columbus 25-10 for their first win of the season.
Yeah, let's watch and see how the Griffin Bears do this year. You always look to see when a program like that gets the rebound. Woodland Stockbridge is a winner. They're 3-1, 14-7 over Union Grove.
Nice start of the year for Woodland. Really impressive. And that's a rivalry game, you know, inter-county game with Union Grove. See.
And we go with teams of the other games around that region with the teams on that. We know Jones County was playing Ola. Ola beats Jones County 28-27. Final in that one. Locust Grove, Eagles Landing Christian was still the fourth quarter score in that one, but a lot of points on the board in that one. Locust Grove is up 56-34. Stockbridge has beaten Eagles Landing. Eagles Landing, first loss of the year, 62-7. Stockbridge, winner in that game.
That was Sam's pick of the week.
That was my
pick. The Eagles pick of the week.
Hey.
And Dom picked a game after they all started, so yeah, it doesn't even count. Next week, I'm going to wait till about 8:30 to pick my game. But I went out on a limb, took the underdog.
A real limb?
The poor old Rome Wolves. Underdogs. It lost to this big, bad state champ, Toombs County. And right now, Rome's still winning. It's not over
yet.
But it's
okay.
But, I mean, I really went out on a limb there.
Well, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. But Toombs is good now.
The poor old Rome team.
You know,
Toombs, a defending state champion, beat them last year.
Toombs' season turned on that game.
It really did. All joking aside, it really did.
It turned on that game.
It was such a great win last year. That's why I picked it as a game to talk about all night. You know, I just thought it was such a great game last year where Rome, you just kind of put one of those like, oh, poor old Toombs County.
No.
They had to schedule Rome.
No.
And then they end up beating them.
Right.
And you say, okay, these guys are for real. Well, they went on to win the state championship.
And they did. That Toombs County team dealt with so much.
And then they had the hurricane.
Came through and did a lot of damage. I mean, those kids didn't have power at their homes, you know, for a couple of weeks, and they still managed to pull it together.
Yeah, that brings us to, you know, this last year, it was a tough year.
Yeah.
In that regard. You know, we had the tragedy at Appalachie, which was this week last year.
Right.
We had, you know, a couple of storms, but one significant hurricane through that put people out of power for weeks. And sports, in both cases, was something that kind of at least healed a little bit and brought some people together. So, you know, for all of our fun and banter of this, there's a bigger purpose for some of these things than just bringing these communities together and having a chance to cheer on, you know, their team, whether it's Cass or North Cobb or Lambert or Cherokee or whoever it is. You pull them for your neighborhood against the other neighborhood.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really something neat to that. Speaking of neighborhoods, Norcross took the lead, 21-17 in the fourth quarter now with Walton. So the game's gone back and forth, but Norcross taking the lead, trying to stay undefeated.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that one. Right now we got an update. We got something final, I think, from Garrett. Let's check in with Garrett Chapman down at Langston Hughes.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the High School Scoreboard Show, 44-31. Langston Hughes is a winner. Joined by Enrico Hines here, the head coach of Langston Hughes. Coach, you told me before the game the quarterback is going to dictate a lot in this football game. I'd say a lot of different things dictated this football game. Explosive plays, I would say, absolutely dictated this game. What'd you learn from your offense?
Oh, man, I thought we did a great job tonight executing. That's a great team, well coached. They're gonna play a long time in the postseason. So I just wanted to be able to just get our guys in some space to try to get them to create some opportunities for them. And they broke a couple tackles and made some plays tonight. So I credit to the running backs, the O-line, the coaching staff. Everybody did a great job tonight.
What'd you learn from your team tonight?
That we can compete with anybody. I kind of felt like that. We went to Grayson's padded camp earlier in the year, and we kind of had some good things and some bad things happen. But I felt we could compete with some of the best teams. Tonight was just a testament to the guys' hard work all summer. And it just let them know that, man, they believe in each other and continue to be a team. We'll be a force to be reckoned with.
Looks like the defense has really found its own in the first half. Kind of almost felt like it took its foot off the gas a little bit there in the second half. But what did you see from those guys?
Just a couple injuries kind of happened late. We were forced to play some guys that haven't really played a lot. Communication, you know, like you say, we just got to finish, though. I think it's a testament. It's a great offense. It's a good team. You know what I mean? They got a lot of weapons, 5-star receivers, explosive. So I thought we did a good job for the most part. I don't think you could hold a team like that all night, but I think we did a good job of holding them just so our offense could do enough.
Absolutely. You got region schedule kicking off next week. Man, what are you thinking?
We just got to go 1-0. You know, I think that's the goal. Can't look too far. We got Banneker, so, you know, that's a tough team. You know, I think every team will give us out their best shot, you know, so we just got to come out. We can't look past anybody. We respect everybody, but, you know, just got to come to play and play Hughes ball.
Fantastic. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you a lot. Have a good
big win here for Langston Hughes as a head coach, Enrico Hines. 44-31 is the final score down here. Langston Hughes comes out on top. Fantastic high school football Friday night. Beautiful weather, wonderful people. And we got great football there on the field. Sam and Chris, it's been fun. Glad to be back. This is Garrett Chapman down here at Langston Hughes signing off. Talk soon.
All right. Great to have Garrett back in the mix, right?
And Coach Hines, I know he's not listening. He's busy celebrating with his team, but man, what a tough question Garrett asked him about all them region games. Like Douglas County ain't by far the best team they're going to play. And he's saying, well, you know, they're a good team. We're going to get their best shot. I mean, I would love to be in his shoes where you had to say something like that. But he's really trying hard not to be that guy that's just saying cliches. But he's also trying to put it on his team. But the reality is they're going to be the favorite in every one of these games in their region.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that can be challenging in its own right. So I think you could almost hear that in his voice, especially in the coach to coach. I could hear it in his voice almost like, we know we should beat all these teams we're playing the rest of the year, but I can't let these people know that.
Right,
so
right.
Chris Parker can say it for me on the air, but I can't say that. But I've got to find a way to motivate this team and get them ready for that 13th, 14th, 15th game, which if we don't get better from now to then, we're not going to be able to win.
Right.
It's a weird time, and I'm telling you, when you get in these regions where one team is a lot better than some of the others – it's a good problem to have.
We'll
now.
See. I mean, he's got Noonan in this region, and Noonan's undefeated so far.
No, there'll be some games.
And so is Northgate. But what they did was up at the top of the schedule, and I think one thing you talk about, they played Douglas County tonight, they played Mays before, they played Westlake, but it's the scrimmage they had before that.
Scrimmaged
at Buford.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what my point was, they have played teams already. They're not going to see people better than that.
Right, right.
And that's hard in a weird way. It's a good problem to have. It's a problem, but it's a good problem to have, you know, that you've got to keep this team motivated because, of course, Noonan can beat you. Of course they can. They've got to play really well. You've got to play poorly. But more importantly, if you want to compete for the state championship and win it, you've got to improve every week, even in the games that are probably not in doubt because all those games aren't even going to be Noonan.
If you're Johnny White right now, what you do with your team? Because you got Buford next week.
Well, Coach Saban would say, and I don't mean Alabama, I'm saying, but Coach, I've heard talk many times that in a game like this, you almost would rather be Johnny White than Andrico Hines. And I guess that's what, in a weird way, early in the year when it's not earth-shattering to lose, you almost go to practice for the next 4 or 5 weeks, not just 1 week, off of this one loss. And, like, I remember – so many times having those conversations with some of the great coaches where, like, you almost – if you do lose, you just turn it into a positive for the next 4 or 5 weeks because they're going to have their focus. You know, you're going to have their focus. And I think the fact that they came back and made the game close probably is even better because they didn't go embarrass themselves.
Right.
They did start out embarrassing themselves, and they picked themselves up. They brought some character, some toughness, and they got themselves back in the game. So now they put that film up and you say, look, I would have found 15 plays that if we'd have just won one of them,
right,
we'd have won the game. All you had to do was win one of these 15 plays where y'all were feeling sorry for yourself in the middle of the game. And now that's something you can build on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really something you can build on. So I think in a weird way, I mean, he's not happy they lost. But you're going to look back 4 or 5 weeks from now and say, you know, that was actually a turning point for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what we will watch for going forward from both of these teams. Great shows tonight, but of course they have some big games still coming up ahead of them. Folks, that's going to wrap us up for the Scoreboard Show tonight. So glad you've been able to be with us. Great work out in the field tonight by Garrett Chapman and by Day-Day Lewis. Dom Jaroski, as always, great stuff on the other side of the glass. And he's happy because Stevenson won, right? So be with us here next week. We thank our sponsors, obviously. And obviously our title sponsor, Ingles, for being with us for the Scoreboard Show. For Chris Parker, I'm Sam Crenshaw. I'll see you here Sunday morning along with Greg Clarkson. It'll be game day Sunday as the Falcons get set to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we'll see you next week here from the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.